On the line with me this morning is the communications manager for the Prince George Airport. It's Lindsay Cotter. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
I suspect the last day or so has been a touch busy for you.
Very busy. Very busy making sure that everyone is receiving the latest information. So it's been a busy 24 hours of communicating.
All right. So for like myself, I suppose a lot of people up early wondering what's happening with flights today. So you had some cancellations yesterday. What's the status this morning on different flights?
So the Nav Canada technician arrived just before midnight. And he worked throughout the night to install the part. It is up and running. He's working on some final details, but the pertinent information that pilots require is all up and running. The 6 o'clock Air Canada flight was delayed till about 6:10, and just watching on FlightAware and seeing that they've just departed Prince George.
There's a 720 out of Prince George, I believe. That's it's a WestJet flight right now. It's still delayed. Does that have anything to do with the NAVCAN issues?
No, so WestJet canceled their flight yesterday and this morning. They canceled those. They made the call at about 10:30 yesterday morning. So these flights were already canceled due to a decision that they made as an airline.
Okay.
Yes, it would have had to have done with the NAV Canada issues. These morning flights were canceled as of 10 o'clock yesterday morning. So nothing from this morning.
But as I look at pgairport.ca, it looks like there's a couple of Central Mountain Air flights this morning that look on time and some Air Canada flights that look on time.
Yeah, so I mean, now we're going to be tackling Mother Nature in this weather advisory. So like I said, Air Canada 6 o'clock flight has left. And now what we'll really be dealing with is what Mother Nature brings to our region and working through that.
Mm. Now, on a morning like this, Lindsay, I know that a lot of people get pretty... traveling is stressful, as I'm sure you're well aware. What kind of things should people be prepared for as they get to the airport today? What kind of precautions or what things should they be ready for on a day like today?
We're really asking for people's patience. We are as frustrated as they are. The problem is this is a NAV Canada piece of equipment, and only NAV Canada technicians can work on the equipment. How long it took to get this piece back up and running is longer than anyone thought and appreciated. So we will be dealing with NAV Canada and asking them to review this whole ordeal. People today need to have some patience. We'll be working with the airlines and requesting some rescue flights. I know I did speak with WestJet yesterday, and they said as long as things were back up and running today that they would be looking at some rescue flights to deal with the backlog. So we'll be dealing with that today. So it will be a busy place at the airport, depending, again, what Mother Nature has in store.
Mm-hmm.
There could be, potential delays, but as of now, the NAV Canada issue has, for the most part, been fixed. So we really are just asking people for their patience.
Now, Lindsay, I want to ask about that because certainly it seemed like last night, certainly on social media, people were a bit surprised to hear that an issue with NAVCAN was resolvable only by one person who unfortunately just happened to be out of town working on something else in Fort St. John, I believe, last night, and that person had to be brought back. Is that part of the issues you're talking about with NAVCAN in terms of how well-staffed they are to deal with these sorts of things when they do happen?
Well, just to set a little bit of that clear, so NAV Canada, they have technicians in Vancouver for our province. And so we don't have any on site in Prince George. The tower is manned by NAV Canada employees. However, they would be dealing with air traffic control, not the physical technical stuff.
Yeah.
So what happened is usually they would have come from Vancouver, but there was someone who was already working on a job in Fort Nelson. So that is where that came from. There's not a technician based in Fort Nelson. They happened to just be there working on another issue. So they felt that was the closest person to get to Prince George. And the plan was to have them fly in on CMA, because CMA was flying in yesterday. And then probably about an hour before the plane was about to board yesterday, late afternoon, CMA pulled the canceled the flights because of weather. So now this technician had to drive through the Pine Pass in our winter weathery conditions. So it was a challenge after another challenge, and frustrating for sure.
This guy might almost qualify to be a postal worker. No rain, no sleet, no snow.
Well, and you know, the part was in Prince George. It was here by 10 o'clock yesterday afternoon, yeah. So we were holding it safe and not letting it go anywhere. Not out of our sight for sure, and it was, yeah, literally just waiting for for an AvCanada technician to be able to diagnose the situation and put the part in.
So like everything else, just give yourself a little extra time today.
Give yourself a little extra time, please. We appreciate your patience thus far, and just ask for your patience a little longer, and to check our website, pgairport.ca, for the most accurate information.
Lindsay, thank you so much for your time this morning, and all the best with what this day holds for you and the staff at the airport.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Lindsay Cotter, communications manager for the Prince George Airport. And as she was mentioning, if you're flying WestJet today, you might want to make some contact with that airline, because they seem to have pulled the plug on some of their flights today. So you may need to make some arrangements. Central Mountain Air and Air Canada, most of their flights seem to be okay. So now it's just a matter of whether or not flights can get out on time with some of the snow and ice conditions to be dealt with as the day progresses.